Tanya for the 14th of Adar Aleph is in Perek Chof Tes, chapter 29, and it's on page 382. The Alter Rebbe is speaking about the solution, the cure for Timtum Halev, which is a complacency of the heart, where the Beinoni finds it impossible to inspire himself to davening, in davening, and also at times he finds it difficult to motivate himself to refuse the permissible, to sanctify himself with the permissible. So in order to get rid of this Timtum Halev, the Alter Rebbe first gives us the cause. The cause of this Timtum Halev is the arrogance of the klipa, the arrogance of the animal soul. To break the arrogance of the animal soul, you have to become broken-hearted, because the Beinoni identifies with his animal soul, and when he is broken-hearted about himself and disgusted with himself, he is being disgusted with his animal soul, and that breaks the arrogance of the animal soul. So the first thing is that he has to set aside time to take into consideration the unholiness and the lowliness of the animal soul. First of all, the very fact that the animal soul desires what God despises. Secondly, the blemishes that were added to that ungodliness through the sins that he committed. And although he's a Beinoni, but the sin, he may have committed sins when he was young, in his youth. Thirdly, all the acts, all the speech and all the thoughts that were not for a godly purpose, that basically feeds the animal soul, strengthens the animal soul, and makes the person unholy in the process, all of this has to be taken into account to describe how far from God and how lowly the animal soul is. In addition, there's the dreams, as the Alter Rebbe will describe. There are the dreams that indicate the holiness or lack of holiness in the person during sleep. And today, Shia, the Rebbe speaks about the ungodliness of the thought, speech, and deed. And even one who doesn't have any serious sins of youth, Yosim Elibe, should take to heart to fulfill the advice of the Zehar, to be an accountant, to take account of oneself. Which means to make an account with himself. We call hamachshaves of all the thoughts, v'hadiburim v'hamaisim, and the speech and the acts, shecholfu v'ovru miyem hiyesei ad hayem hazeh, that have come and gone since the day that he was born until this present day. What is he taking into account? Im hoyu kula mitzad hakdusha, whether all the thoughts, speech, and deed were coming from the side of holiness, or were they coming from the unholy? And what do we mean by unholy? Thought, speech, and deed doesn't necessarily mean sinful things, but rather thought, speech, and deed that are not for God, or with a tzene, not for God's will, and not part of the service of God. In other words, if a person is eating or speaking or going to work, and it is not what God wants, there's no mitzvah in the act or in the speech, but he's doing it in order to serve God, he's doing it lavidosi, then it would be godly. So the ungodly means that it's not for God, it's not for God's will, and it's not for God's service. Because that's the meaning of the term sitra achra, the other side, not necessarily sin, but anything that isn't mitzvah is other side is automatically unholy. And it is known that whenever a person is thinking holy thoughts, he becomes at that time a vehicle to holiness. He becomes the chariot of holiness. Because it is from the chambers of holiness that these godly thoughts derive. So when he is hosting, when he's containing within himself holy thoughts, then he is a chariot, he is a vehicle for holiness. The same is true in reverse, in the opposite, that when a person has unholy thoughts, he becomes at that time a vehicle, a chariot for the chambers of unholiness. Because it is from the unholiness that the unholy thoughts derive. The same is true also of speech and of action, that when he is speaking words of holiness, he is a vehicle for holiness, and when he is doing acts of holiness, then he is a vehicle for holiness, and the opposite in unholiness. So the person is to take into account the unholiness of his condition brought about not only by the nature of the animal soul, which is the way that he is created, but the unholiness that he added, that he introduced through eating, through doing, speaking, and thinking that which was not necessarily godly, not for godly purposes, and therefore he became at that time a vehicle, a chariot for unholiness, and he absorbed unholiness, brought unholiness to himself, and that's why the animal soul is so smug and so arrogant, has such chutzpah, that it can rise against the godly soul and darken its light. Like the Alter Rebbe said at the beginning of the Perek, the log that doesn't catch fire is because the log is too dense, and the body that does not respond to the light of the neshama is because the animal soul that gives life to the body is too dense and too arrogant. It blocks out the light and the fire of the godly soul, not letting the heart or the body catch fire. In the Hayyim Yom for the 14th of Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes that Azmur Sipur La'amur, my grandfather, told my father, the Maimorim was einen gedruckten Likutei Torah, the Maimorim that are printed in the Sefer Likutei Torah, hoder Tate HaTzemach Tzedek, ezikwibben von zwei tausend Maimorim. The Maimorim are from the Alter Rebbe, but the Tzemach Tzedek, the Chiddush Rebbe's great-grandfather, selected those Maimorim that are printed in Likutei Torah. He selected them from among 2,000 Maimorim.